Out and about in Western agriculture. Growers heard about a two-year project looking into natural defenses for the Asian citrus psyllid at a recent seminar. Cooperative Extension Specialist Mark Hoddle has been conducting a study in Pakistan for a few years now.
Right, so we had a 2.5 year project in Pakistan, and the reason we were working in Pakistan was that this is part of the native range for Asian citrus psyllid. So we were there looking for natural enemies to bring back to California to use in a biological control program targeting ACP in California. The reason we chose Pakistan was that it has a very good climate match with California. And the idea behind this is if you want to bring natural enemies to California, we want them to be pre-adapted to California's climate.
Hoddle says getting the natural defenses that are used to California's climate is extremely important, so they could adapt to the different areas where citrus is grown in the state. He also said they used some technology that revealed some interesting habits of the Asian citrus psyllid.
So we developed these little micro cameras using cell phone cameras, basically, and they can record 24 hours a day up to about 5 days a week. And what we've found is that about 50 to 60% of natural enemy activity is actually occurring during the nighttime, when obviously nobody's awake to see this type of thing happening. And the important predators that we've observed from this are surfeit fly larvae and lacewing larvae. And these provide, you know, pretty high levels of predation of ACP nymphs in citrus growing areas.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.